Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I
no interest in calling until I heard that disgruntled Rutgers fan call up about Franklin with Penn State. I just
how do you know he was a disgruntled
Rutgers fan? Oh, please, I know who he is. Believe me. But here's the situation.
Wait a second. Did he actually ice the kicker?
He called the
yes
timeout.
Yes or no? Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
This is why I'm calling, Mike.
Go ahead. Let me hear you. You're going to defend this ridiculous action. You're going to defend it.
I am going to defend.
Oh, yeah, let me hear. Go ahead. Let me hear. Let me hear you defend this one. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what happened with the time dwindling down? Seconds. We're going 13 seconds left in the game.
Right.
What ends up happening? The teams are ready to cross the field and shake hands with each other, and he runs on his field goal unit. Okay. Instead of ending the game as it was right there. So
well, what's wrong with him putting his field goal unit on the field?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but I guess the perception.
And you have no right to get on the field if he's running his field goal unit on the field. You don't belong on the field.
I understand that, but the perception was that 13
what perception?
Seconds to go in the 56-0 game.
Wait, you don't think he's going to try and break a shutout?
Well, what's the difference if he tries to hold the shutout then?
Because you're a fool at 56-0. Because at 56-0, you don't try to embarrass the other team.
But that's not what happened, Mike.
Your explanation makes no sense.
No, because I didn't explain it yet,
Mike. Go ahead. Let me hear the explanation.
What ended up happening, the personnel of his team was walking off. There were people almost on the field. He had to call a timeout.
Why?
Or else there'd be a penalty.
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. So what would have happened if he got a penalty? What would have happened? In a 56-0 game. Oh, come on, Vic. Get out of here. Admit your guy made a mistake. You don't try and ice a kicker. Did he ice the kicker or not? What kind of penalty? You're playing a game or you're not playing a game? If this play's still being played, get me the end of this game now, because I know that's just a complete lie, what he just said. Okay? Give me a story on the end of this game, Mons. Because I know what that guy just tried to tell me is a complete fabrication. Because what he tried to say didn't happen. There's no way they were strolling across to shake hands and then he decided to run his field goal unit on a game. The guy's not coming across shaking hands and then running his field goal unit on the game. Which coach? What about the other coach? I want to hear the other coach, what he said. Give me a game story. I don't want to hear what Franklin said. I want a game story. I don't want to hear what Franklin thought about on his way in. I want to see a game story from somebody who is objective about what happened. Because that thing you just tried to tell me, that the coach was coming across to shake hands and then down 56-0 tried to run his field goal, sneak his field goal unit on the team, on the field? Well, that explanation just gave me made no sense. The guy's trying to score. He didn't end and he wasn't coming across the field to shake hands. The guy either iced the kicker or he didn't. How come you can't get a straight answer? Did he ice the kicker or not? Did the kicker line up to kick the field goal and he called timeout to ice him or not? That's the question. If somebody was there who's got at least a little objectivity, call me and tell me. That's the bottom line. Man, guys make stuff up. I mean, he's running. See what that guy tried to tell me? The teams were running across the field to shake hands, and then the guy who's down 56-0 decided to run his field goal unit on the field. Get lost. Let them kick the field goal then. He didn't have a field goal block unit for his fourth team. Then run your third string field goal block out there. You knew they were trying to kick a field goal? That's a bunch of garbage. Give me a break. We don't have a fourth string field goal block team. And I'm sure you got three of them, too. I mean, give me a break. You iced the kicker and you got killed for it. Be honest. You called timeout to ice the kicker. That's the bottom line. And if you got a penalty, what would be the end of the world if you got a penalty? It's 56-0. What are you calling timeout for up 56-0? You iced the kicker, let's be honest. Give me a game story on that. Somebody had to write something legitimate. Robert in Smithtown, what's up, Robert?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's happening?
I just want to talk about the Penn State-Georgia State game.
Oh, did you see it?
The weekend. Well, I did. And first
oh,
of
if
all,
you did see it.
Under full disclosure, I'm an alum. So,
all right, well, just tell me, did he ice him or not?
Well, he did.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, at least for not being a devout liar.
Let me just say this. This is no longer a Joe Paterno coach team, and I think you know what I mean by when I say that.
Not that. You either do things right or you don't. What are you doing icing a kicker at 56-0?
Because he had his four-string team.
Who cares?
Well, let me explain why they care, okay?
Yeah, why do they care?
Well, he had his four-string team in there.
So?
Defense. He was not, and it was clear, and he said this in his post-game press conference. He said, look, I didn't have a kick block team available. So rather than looking foolish and embarrassing his team.
Oh, give me a break. That's a bunch of garbage, and we all know it. You know, that's nonsense. They were lined up, or were they not lined up?
Well, let me just say
were this. They lined up? Wait a second. Did you watch it or did you not watch it?
I did watch it.
Were they lined up?
They were lined up.
Then the coach is lying. And you're lying for him. Understand? Were they lined up? Let him kick the ball. If they're lined up, you're lying. Didn't have a kick block team. He's got to try and block a kick at 56-0. He's a horse's ass for doing that. That's a quote. He didn't have a block team. It's 56-0. Let him kick the ball. And then try to lie about it. What a stooge. Penn State coach James Franklin called a timeout with his team leading, and as Georgia State attempted a field goal with 11 seconds remaining, with his team trailing 56-0, Georgia State kicker Brandon Wright lined up for a 31-yard field goal and a shot to at least get on the scoreboard. But James Franklin wasn't conceding anything. Georgia State snapped the ball, and Wright launched a kick through the uprights, but Franklin got a timeout in just under the wire. That is an absolute disgrace. And this stooge tried to alibi around it. And these fans, who are happy now that they're winning 56-0 and could give a damn what they did to Georgia State, sit there and make excuses for them. Listen, he's got Penn State winning now, and you guys up there wanted to fire him 2 years ago. You were going to run him out of town before he had that big miracle comeback last year. Everybody you talked to was going to run the guy out of town. And then he started winning last year. He had crazy win after crazy win. Team played great. He had a great finish, and now he's kicking everybody's rear end, which is fine. But what he hasn't got is any class, because why would you do that to a kid up 56-0? I had to do, it had to do with we had our fourth team on the field. We didn't have a fourth team field goal block. What the heck do you need to block it for? Let the ball go through the uprights, you jerk. So we call timeout to get the second team field goal block in there. What a bunch of garbage that is. He sells you that, he'll sell you anything. The guy iced him, plain and simple, because he wanted a shutout. And he got some grief, so he came up with some lame excuse that the alums could sell somebody. Anybody watching knows that is complete nonsense. Let the ball go through the uprights. He iced the kid. If they didn't line up or they couldn't line up, that's one thing. They're lined up. On top, he's going to lie about it? Bad enough you have no class and you did it. Now you're going to lie about it? Boy, oh boy. I'll tell you. These guys are full of, they're so full of it, it's unbelievable. I couldn't get, I didn't have a fourth team field goal block unit, and you're going to buy that? Now, let's finish up on a calm note. Windows can be a beautiful, functional, and sometimes complex. With so many options, you need a real expert advice, like the kind you get at Windorama, celebrating their 40th anniversary, 56-0, and he's icing the kicker. I mean, what kind of dope does that? I mean, it's almost impossible to consider that you could be such a lousy sport to do that to somebody at 56-0. Celebrating their 40th anniversary, Windorama's 23 Tri-State Area showrooms provide you with an unbeatable selection of brands and price points, like quality Anderson 400 Series windows and doors. For knowledgeable salespeople, beautiful showrooms, a reliable service department, professional installation, and Anderson Windows, unsurpassed reputation, call Windorama at 800-897-RAMA or visit Windorama.com. What can be going through your brain, not much, that you need to ice a kicker at 56-0? Oh, I can't even fathom why you would think of such a thing to call a timeout there. And you people in Penn State are going to apologize for him? The brand new completely redesigned 2018 Honda Odyssey, the perfect family minivan, is waiting for you right now at Bay Ridge Honda. The 2018 Odyssey offers advanced technical features such as Honda sensing. So the kid kicks it again and misses it, right? That's the final score, right? The guy kicks it again and misses, right? That's the bottom line. So I hope he was proud of himself as he ran across the field. You know, I hope he was proud of himself for getting that 56-0. I hope he was real proud of him. I hope he was proud of himself on a coach's show. Show it a few times. A lot of class, Coach. A lot of class. So go get yourself a Honda at Bay Ridge Honda. You know the deal. Get yourself a Honda there. You got a good price. Go see him. Ravi Sabah and everybody. Go see him down there in Honda. All right. That's the bottom line. We get ready for a Yankee baseball and then Giant football. Boy, that ticked me off, that 56. That is unbelievable. And then he lies about it. No class. Absolutely no class. Yankee baseball's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.